I'm trying to decide if I'm just irritated or furious. I got an offer to buy a BMW during lockdown. I have to buy it today and commit to buying it today, and I can pick it up when the lockdown finishes. And I actually don't respond to spam usually, Andy Rice. But this one I responded to, and I used some fairly fruity language and told them that I thought it was inappropriate, that they should be spamming me with their luxury cars at this particular time. Am I being overly delicate? Am I feeling overly vulnerable? Are they out of line?
Evening, Bruce. I would say that it's a bad choice on their part, both from a marketing point of view and from a social point of view. I think the social point of view is that there really should be no hint or even suggestion that brands might in some way improve their business because we're in lockdown. I think from a marketing point of view, it seems to me like it's doomed to failure. I mean, I really share your view, both in outrage and in disappointment.
Yeah, it was infuriating. And I mean, it comes from the fact that I participated in a digital panel discussion today. First time ever. A very smart man decided that he was going to organize this, Andrew Ross. And he set up some of the country's top marketers. And we did an hour and a half panel discussion, and people could dial in and participate. And it was really, really marvelous. And the overbearing sense I got from this is, at times like this, brands have to be seen to serve not themselves, but their customers and their communities and the societies in which they live, and be useful to those societies.
Well, I think it transforms the supply chain. All of the little points of interaction, some are changing direction, some are just being more heavily emphasized than they ever were, things like online shopping and stuff like that. So I think that we're going to see changes in things that we've been entirely used to and didn't even think twice about. And when we emerge, God willing, at the other end of this process and the dust settles, that we'll find we've got kind of used to some of the new ways of doing things that brands introduced while it was going on. And we may well say, we prefer this new way to the old way, and there's no way we're going back.
Now, I just need to make eye contact with George, because I'd like to do the Nando's ad first, George, and then we'll do the chicken liquor one. Because the chicken liquor one, your hero tonight, actually predates the shutdown. But before we get to chicken liquor, I would like to get your view on what I thought was one of... There have been so many wonderful campaigns, by the way, but the Nando's shutdown, an advert voiced by the founder, Robbie Brosen. And beautifully shot, evocative, the gas burners, the chicken, all of this sort of stuff, the flavors being put on the chicken, and one by one, the gas burners get switched off. Just have a listen to Robbie Brosen. I'd love your view on the sort of brand positioning that South Africa's most cheekiest brand has taken. It's a very serious tone, Andy.
We first turned the Nando's flame on in 1987. It was an exceptionally difficult time to start a business. The flame we lit that day has continued to burn, not only in that casa, but in thousands of casas around the world. Today, we turn that flame off and the grills will go cold. This is the first time this will happen in South Africa. There are a lot of difficult first times happening in South Africa and in the world this week. But we don't do this with sadness. We do this with pride, with courage, with passion. We do this because for the first time, our flame must leave our home and go to yours and stay there for now. It's been called social distancing, but we like to think of it as social togetherness because we're in this together, even though for now, we must be apart. Today, I feel energized and inspired. I have full confidence in our country, led by President Cyril Ramaphosa. And I'm beyond proud of the Nando's leadership and Nandokas who have stood as one and lived the Nando's values and purpose. The way we have behaved today will define our legacy way into the future. Together, we can flatten the curve. May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. Stay safe, stay home, and when we're all ready, we'll fire it up once more.
I think that's magnificent, Andy. I mean, just talk about getting the getting it right.
I think the thing that strikes me most is the air of optimism. He looks forward, says he's inspired and excited, and perhaps the best comment that I saw online about this and other recent Nando's work was that somebody said they're used to Nando's making us laugh. Now they're making us cry. I think that's a nice observation.
Absolutely. Let's get on to your hero, because your hero has got nothing to do with COVID-19, which I think is a welcome relief. It's a very smart campaign by yet another chicken chain.
Yeah, the fast food category has always attracted a lot of advertising as a persuader, as an influencer. But within the fast food category, the chicken segment seems to be the busiest and the most entertaining. And the sort of third contender, I suppose, in the ranking locally is Chicken Licken. Maybe it's second. I've always found their advertising over the last few years to be a little bit too complicated, a little bit too concerned with kind of visual and scripting pyrotechnics. I've never really found myself engaging with it. But then it came across my desk today. You said earlier that it predates the lockdown. I don't know how much it predates, but I think it's a relatively current ad. But it's another dig at KFC. And what they've done in this particular case, Chicken Licken with the agency, is to take the word Kentucky, which we all know well enough is a southeastern state in the U.S., and obviously the home of one of their main competitors. And just to refer to Kentucky immediately triggers KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, as it used to be. And what they've done is they have taken a camera crew over to Kentucky itself, to the States, and have shown residents wonderfully selected, I don't know what the quote is, almost hick if that's not abusive, I don't think it is, these wonderful residents sitting on their stoops in small towns in Kentucky and are shown that this chicken meal from Chicken Licken costs the equivalent of $1.60, I think it is. And this raises eyebrows and amazement and chaos all around. And in amongst these wonderful visuals, it leaves you with the message that they can't supply the chicken at that price in Kentucky, or the meal at that price in Kentucky. So I think, well, good value it must be. And then they bemoan the fact they've got to travel all the way to South Africa to get chicken at that price. It's a lovely indirect dig at KFC, and it's very well shot, in my opinion.
Let's have a listen.
I don't know why they would do that.
That's just overly dumb. It's just underthought.
Don't tease us with a South African chicken licking. That's like teasing me with a carrot.
So in order to get this chicken, you got to go to South Africa to eat it?
That's a shame. You'll never find a meal for that price in Kentucky.
I think they should team up with SA Tourism on that one.
sort of dueling banjos meets chicken and chips.
It's lovely.
Sorry, I lost my train of thought there for a second.
That's all right. Let's move on to your zero, Andy, because your zero surprises me enormously. It does. It really surprises me. Why have you made that multi-retailer ad from the Sunday Times and social media that everybody loves? And it was the logos, and they came up with this wonderful line that I've now forgotten. And we all stand together, or something along those lines, using the Woolies logo and the Spar logo and the ShopRite logo and everybody's logos. I thought it was massively evocative. Why don't you like it?
Well, this was the full-page ad in the Sunday Times this past weekend, and as you rightly say, "We shall proudly serve" is the headline and virtually the only copy in the ad. And the "we" logo is Woolworths, and they've combined four previously competing brands into a single advertisement. I have two questions to ask. Well, on the one hand, I have no problem with the intent, and I have absolutely don't want to be be iconoclastic about it. But the question I always ask any piece of advertising is, what do we now do? Here are four brands you've told us about that are proud to serve, and beyond that, they're not saying very much. These are brands that have spent their entire history trying to differentiate themselves from each other, and now suddenly they all appear in the same ad together. I think that's potentially a little bit confusing. And then when you turn the page in the same newspaper, you find the next full page is taken up with an advertisement from Game, basically addressing the same audience and addressing the same issues, but making the several points about what they are introducing or doing or making available for shoppers at Game during the lockdown period. And that seems to me a more sensible way, because if I go back to the Woolies Pick and Pay ShopRite and Spa ad, I ask myself, what are they asking me to do? And I just don't know.
Okay, Andy Rice, thank you very much. Lots of people will disagree with Andy on that one, but that is his prerogative, and he wants a call to action. He wants an offer. That's his perspective on it. Andy Rice, branding and advertising expert. Andy Rice, the first person I've met who didn't like the advert, but he's the expert on these things. But boy, does he love Chicken Licken's advert, and it is brilliant. I mean, I watched it I had to watch it twice to really get it, because it was massively confusing initially and a bit slow.